This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
David Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, January milk production was down 1.1% from a year ago. Was that manifested in last week's January dairy products report? I understand there were a few surprises in it.
Yeah, it certainly was for cheese. Cheese production was down 1.2% from last year, with cheddar driving the bus there. Cheddar production was down 7.9%. In fact, Lee, I would say that this cheddar production was weaker than what we would have expected based on the milk production. And if you look at the price in January, kind of around that 150 mark, it's hard to believe that prices were not higher than they were in January based on this number. We're down 7.9%. The last time we were down about 7.9, actually it was 8%, was December 2009.
Tuesday.
We look at the day in the life of a cow with Faith Reyes, dairy outreach specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
So when we think about competition at the feed bunk, we know that a lot of factors such as, you know, maybe personalities or dominance can come into play. So sometimes if a cow has a more dominant persona, they may be more apt to physically push other cows around. That all can go into play of how much competition certain animals are involved in. But then there's also some other management strategies to consider too, with what can relate to this, how much competition is occurring at the feed bunk. So some of those are, of course, feed availability and the consistency of that feed. So, you know, back to the basics, if you will, of some of the management takeaways of always making sure that feed spans the whole bunk, is pushed up frequently, and then we're, you know, mixing it to that precision where each cow is ideally able to consume a uniform ration. Two other things that come into mind when we think about feed bunk competition are what I call today as like the pen mates, so those individuals she's interacting with in her pen, as well as space.
Wednesday.
When the egg economy was in kind of a tough place, we were seeing an uptick in farm suicides. I began to do some outreach around farm stress. And that grew into me being able to open my private practice, Eyes on the Horizon Consulting, meeting with, talking to, helping, speaking, training farmers, ranchers, and their families, and those who work with them, because we know they also carry the stress of the ups and downs of agriculture.
Those are comments from Monica McConkey, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting.
Thursday.
Farm labor continues to be an issue, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill are trying to help. Joining us from our nation's capital is Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Absolutely. So the report stems back from a process that started last year in the House Agriculture Committee. Chairman G.T. Thompson and Ranking Member David Scott appointed an ag labor working group within the committee to look at issues within the H-2A ag visa program that need to be addressed to make the program work better for the ag community, farmers, farm workers, et cetera. While the ag committee doesn't have formal jurisdiction over the program, I think the chairman and the ranking member of the committee felt that the ag committee members have a significant stake in getting the policy right here and could play a role as far as putting out a good bipartisan policy blueprint. So they deputized two of their members, Rick Crawford from Arkansas on the Republican side and Don Davis from North Carolina on the Democratic side, to serve as the co-chairs of the working group. And that group met a number of times over the course of last year and this year, and ultimately arrived at the set of recommendations that were made public last week.
Friday.
Topic is going to be looking at transition milk for young calves. And this is summarized by Dr. Michael Steele out of Guelph University and up in Canada. And let's define for our listeners, what is transition milk? A transition milk is the first milk from a cow is called colostrum, critical important for the young calf for disease protection. It's the next 2 to 4 milkings that follow that. And during this time period, the milk is going from colostrum, which is really rich in nutrients, to more normal milk that you'd find on the dairy farm. And so the question, what is that nutritional value of transition milk? Answer is, first of all, it's higher in solid. Fat content stays about the same, dropping off fairly quickly after calving, but protein is significantly higher, being up around 40% crude protein on a dry matter base, where Holstein milk is around 25%. And still in that transition milk, we see evidence of IgG, that's the antibodies in the milk, at about 20 grams per pound of that transition milk.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.